Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, you are as lively stones built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody, everybody. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. That's who he is. He's a good God. I come to remind somebody how good God is on this morning, giving thanks and honor to the Spirit of God, amen, who is the head of my life, that I certainly hope that he's the head of your life too as well. Amen. For the ultimate sacrifice, the atonement. Amen. The incarnation. Glory to God. Amen. That he came, amen, in the form of humanity, in the flesh, and the word of God became flesh. And the Bible so declared that it dwelled among us and we beheld his glory full of grace and truth. Giving honor where honor is due. Amen. Want to thank God, amen, for Sister Karen, who's here with us this morning. Amen. Delightful woman in the Lord. And we just thank God, amen, for her being here this morning and allowing us to come in. Amen. And continue on this path and this journey of the Lord. Glory to God. The word of God, amen, is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It's the eyes of our understanding that we may get to know God, the e much, the more, to gravitate towards him. To, you know, when you wake up in the mornings, amen, and you're a believer, amen, it's exciting, amen, to know that you have put down your old way of thinking, your old kind of mind, and you have looked unto something that can keep you, something that can bring you up on the subjection, amen, and to fortify your deeds of the body, because the human flesh don't want to do what is right. Come on here. It do not. Amen. That's why Jesus had told, you know, on his way to his, amen, crucifixion, he told his disciples, you could not pray for me. Pray with me for 1 hour. The flesh, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is deed and weak. And that's what's going to propel each and every one that's calling upon the name of the Lord to, amen, to reach your destiny. Let us look to heaven on this morning. Let us go before God in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for just one more day. A day that was not even much promised to us, oh God. We come to you now, oh God, realizing, oh Lord, that we're just a filth of rags in your sight, oh God. And you are all glory and majesty. Oh God, we come to realize, oh God, that we're nothing, amen, without you in our heart. The Bible says that when a man thinks he knows something, he's know nothing, not as he ought to know. And help us, oh God, to understand the enlightenment, oh God, that which you would have for us to understand the spiritual warfare of it all, oh God, that we would be able to sustain this walk, oh God. Somebody out there this morning is in need of a spiritual breakthrough. Somebody in need of a spiritual blessings. For you have blessed us in all with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Somebody need to look way beyond, amen, their corner mind and of thinking and be renewed in their mind. In the name of Jesus, help us now, God, that we may gratitate, praise the Lord, towards you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Help us, God, in the hour, oh God, when we are weak, then we can be made strong. Oh, God, if we would just reach out and extend out into the deep. Oh, Lord, forget about being around the shores. Somebody out there this morning, you need the lunch. You need to call upon the name of the Lord and seek God where he may be found. The Bible so declare, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, for he will abundantly pardon him and forgive him of all his sins. We say all this, God, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. You are listening now, amen, 7:30 a.m. Saturday morning here on this August 9th, 2025. Amen, calendar day here. Amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We come before you now, amen, as, amen, a spiritual house, Lively Stones Ministry, amen, with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones. I want to thank God, amen, for my wife this morning. Amen. I always want to keep her in remembrance, amen, each and every time, because that is truly, amen, my rock, amen. And we strive, amen, together, amen, glory to God. And God said it's not good for a man to be alone. He said that he will give him a helpmate, glory to God, and it's always a blessing. I just thank God so much, amen, for when two people is striving together and being of one mind in the like precious faith, and you can sit down and you can talk, and you ain't got to be going through all this, you know, back and forth and all this disagreement and carrying on, amen, and just being of one mind, of one love. Amen. As the Bible has said, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father of all, who is above all and through all in you all. Glory to God. I just come to lift up, amen, the name of Jesus. I'm reminded when David said, oh, how men shall praise the Lord, amen, for his goodness. And it have not been for God. Amen. This morning, if it have not been for God, amen, on this week, if it have not been for God, amen, even much a year ago, amen, that he have brought you, amen, into a place that you may know him, glory to God, that you may become, amen, to walk in the newness of God, that you begin to walk in the vocation, amen, of God, to walk into the worthiness, amen, of God. There's nobody, amen, that can treat you like God. Nobody can make you feel, amen, the way God make you feel, the way Jesus, amen, have touched, amen, the way he have set an example, amen, how he walked, amen, on this earth. When you begin to think about, amen, that he put on human flesh, amen. He left, amen, the throne room, amen. He left heaven, amen, to come and give us an example, amen, that how a man and a woman, an individual, if you would, to walk in the ordinance of God, to glory to God. But somebody saying this morning, Jesus was a perfect man. I know that he was perfect and upright. Glory to God. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:21, he became sin, a man who knew no sin, became sin for us that we might, amen, be made the righteousness of God, amen, in him. Glory to God. For we all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. According to the Bible, Romans 3:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is life. Amen. Glory to God is the gift of life, of eternal life. Glory to God. But we must take off the corruptible. Amen. And put on the incorruptible seed. Amen. Of God. That we must take off the mortal and put on the immortality. Amen. Of God. We talked a bit last week about James. And James, that first chapter, 15th verse, glory to God. And we're just going to kind of continue to expound and just hammer the word of God. amen, where there's, amen, a battle going on within the spirit. Amen. A battle is a fleshly battle, spiritual battles, a warfare. Amen. Have been taken, amen, appearing to be taken center stage, glory to God. But we as people of God, amen, we, you as a believer of God, to bring it up under, amen, subjection, amen, by the word, amen, of the Lord. When James said that flesh, amen, the flesh, amen. Amen. Your flesh, amen, is weak. Glory to God. And when lust hath conceived, it's bringing forth sin. And then when sin is finished, when sin is through with you, ultimately, it's going to bring forth death. Amen. That's why it is time now. The Bible says, Ephesians 1 and 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what is the riches of his glory, of the inheritance in the saints, something that is laid up for you, which is in heaven. Amen. That's why the Bible tells us to put our mind and our affections on things which is above, not things here on this earth where the thieves, amen, and Ross and Moth can break through and steal. Amen. But rather that you put your lay your treasures, amen, up, amen, in heaven. Glory to God. Lay them up, everything that is bestowed, amen, upon me, all that is within me, that I can just love the Lord, amen, and I can just delight myself in the Lord, if I can just overindulge, amen, myself in God, glory to God. But I got to understand, amen, I got to, you're going to go through something, amen, in order to obtain, to get where you want, amen, to be at. Glory to God. As we remunerating to prioritize the meditating on God's word and his promises. Amen. And if I had a word for you on this morning, I will have to say that what is the hope of your calling? And are you battle tested? Glory to God. Are you battle tested? And in your life, is your life is aligning with Jesus, with the ones who calling themselves a saint of God, someone who calling themselves that I get it now. I didn't get it before, but now I'm coming and starting to come into a place of realization, amen, for who God is in my life. But I have to be able to check all the boxes, all the fruits of the Spirit, the love, joy, peace, gentleness, glory to God, joy, amen, the righteousness of God, amen. And then I got to have love, amen, for one another. And then I gotta walk as God will want me to walk. I got to be that man that God have called me to be, not in some areas, but I have to be an attribute, amen, of God. I have to be a chronicle, a logical, if you would, amen, to follow after the steps, amen, of God and sequences. And when I'm going through things, amen, in my life, things begin to come evident in my life. When things begin to flare up in my life, amen, the Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Glory to God. And if God's praises continue to be in my mouth when everything is going well in my life, it is so easy to praise God and stand before folk, amen, and tell how good God have been in your life, and you begin to walk with a smile and have joy on the inside, glory to God, because everything is lining up. Your children is lining up. Your wife is lining up, amen. Your household is lining up. Everything begins to be in a great order, amen, glory to God. So it's kind of somewhat easy to praise God, but what about when everything is beginning to to unravel. Amen. It's dying of scrapes. Things begin the wheel begin to come off the wagon, so to speak. Amen. People begin to persecute you. Glory to God. Amen. Things that you might have lost your job. Amen. Things ain't going as well. Amen. Them fell behind in a few bills. Glory to God. Amen. But I need to understand where my help coming from. Amen. I got to continue. Amen. To know, amen, that God will bring me out of any situation. I got to continue to rely, amen, and depend solely on the source, a source that is not of my own, amen, but a source of God. See, this is why we have to put all our trust in the Lord with all the heart, mind, amen, and soul, and love him with all thy mind, heart, amen, and soul, and lean not to thy own understanding, amen, amen, but acknowledge the Lord, amen, and all thy ways and all thy good works. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, Oh, Lord, and we just thank, amen, God, amen, for each and every, amen, blessing that comes a believer's way. Each and everybody who's that's seeking the Lord in his time now, that it's much high time, amen, to seek him to eat much the more. Don't you feel so good, amen, at times in the afternoon when you can just, amen, get into the word of God and you can just look, amen, into the word of God, amen, and you see a scripture, something like this where it say Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace with him through our Lord Jesus Christ, therefore we are being justified, amen, by the faith, amen, simply of your faith. You've been justified, amen, through Christ Jesus. God Jesus have brought you, amen, to open up, amen, a spiritual ear, a spiritual eye have been opened up. And just by the faith that you have, amen, for him, the divine love, amen, that he left, amen, heaven, amen, for he came as a man as me and you are, amen. And he left his divineness, glory to God, amen, to just show us and to lead us, amen, and to guide us, amen, and to be a servant, because he was a servant. See, I'm convinced today that too many folks want to be served rather than being a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, we seek to be, want to be served. But as you look into the word of God, all the men's of God, the discipleships, amen, the disciples, amen, the apostles, amen, they followed God and they were servants of the Most High God, of Jesus Christ. But he taught them, amen, and how to become, amen, servant of the Most High. You'll begin to look at, amen, the epistle, when James began to write, amen, in James, that first chapter, James, a servant of God in the Lord Jesus Christ, of the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Greetings in the name of Jesus. My brother, I count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. Open up the letter with servant, being a servant of the Most High God. And when you begin to look at Philippians, that second chapter, and that, amen, fifth verse, let this mind which was in Christ Jesus be also in you. That God said, that Jesus said in the text said that being thought it not robbery, amen, to be equal, amen, with God, but took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion of men, glory to God, humbled himself, even much unto the obedience of death, even the death, amen, of the cross. Glory to God. And this is the key antidote now, that when we're walking on the good faith and walking on the good side, see, much is given, much is required. See, when the enemy got a hold of you, see, you don't have compassion on folk when the enemy got a hold of you. You don't care who toes you step on along the way. You don't care who feelings you hurt. You don't care who you offend. You don't have to give an account for that. Oh, yes, you do. You think you don't have to give an account. You have to give an account for that, because the Bible says we shall give an account for every word that came up out of our mouth at some point, whether it be good or bad. But it don't bother you as much. But if anybody that's pertaining to be a man or a woman of God or a believer, amen, in the word of God, and you stepping on toes and you offending people and you allowing everything and anything to come out your mouth, and you don't care who you crush. See, this is not of God. See, because Jesus had compassion. He had love on folk. The Bible says that, amen, his anger is but for a moment. The Lord is gracious, full of compassion, and slow to anger. Even when Peter began to write, amen, in that second Peter, in that first chapter, glory to God, he began to say, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that obtain like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, yes, yes. So we have to walk in our purpose. You have to walk in your calling. Amen. And it is sad to say a lot of times that some folk don't know what their calling is. Some folks haven't reached out. And even much when you're in God and you're following after the scriptures of God and you love the Lord, but yet though you don't know what is your destiny, what is your calling, what is your position in the body of Christ, that you can take your rightfully place, amen, in the Lord, and you don't have to be in fear, because God have not given you, amen, a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind, glory to God, that you would not be as children, amen, carried and tossed to and fro by every wind, amen, of doctrine. Realizing, amen, where you stand, to take your rightful place, amen, in the Lord. Glory to God. The definitively promises of God in Jesus Christ. And all his words is yea, and amen. To know that you know that my mind, as a servant of the Most High God, I'm willing to contribute and jump in anywhere that help needs to be addressed. And denying myself and forgetting about myself, glory to God. But as I stay into the word of God, and as I stay before the Lord, amen, and when I stay before him and to pray, glory to God, without ceasing, and when I stay in the word of God, when I be precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, not deviating for what the Lord have given me, glory to God. The Bible says in Romans 5 and 11, not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through by whom we have now received the atonement. So if you have received the atonement, and you have believed him, and that you have the love of God that dwelling richly on the inside of you. Amen. And now you have received the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That now that you have received him, now that you have gathered everything that you need now, now you have the information, the process. Amen. Now you're supposed to trust the process. Amen. And continue to walk, amen, in the newness of life. Amen. That you would make no provision, amen, for the flesh and the lust thereof. See, sin will have you disrespecting people, saying derogatory of things, for denying yourself, denying yourself. I'm reminded when Paul began to write the letter to the people of Philippi, the church of Philippi. And when he began to write, Paul was in prison at this particular time when he wrote the letter to Philippi. And he basically began to tell them to rejoice in the Lord always. And if you didn't get it then, Paul was in a situation where Paul was in dying of a scrapes. Here's a man that was facing, amen, death. He had a lot of situations and circumstances that he was facing personally, but he took the time to write the epistle, amen, the Greek word for epistle, amen, to the church. Glory to God, that they was asking for Timothy. Amen. But he say, Timothy can't come right now. Glory to God. But I'm going to write you, amen, this letter that you may stand strong, amen, in the Lord, that you may be rich in the Lord. Glory to God. Realizing that, understand that you stand in the midst, amen, of a crooked and perverse nation, but you be blameless and harmless. Glory to God. Among whom you stand in the midst in a perverse nation, that you might be called what? The sons of God. I'm convinced this morning, if we just continue to be servants of the Most High God, the body of Christ, the body of Christ will be a much better place. We'll be able to come together and tear down some strongholds that have been there for quite some time. But in order for us to get where we want to get at, glory to God, we need to look to a greater source. And I don't know nobody else who can destroy yoke like Jesus Christ. See, the Bible said the yoke is destroyed because of the anointing that God have highly exalted him. And if he highly exalted him, don't you know God is faithful and just? And God will not forget you, my friend. If you will delight yourself in the Lord, if you will just some kind of way renewer, just forget about what you're doing and just seek God. God never lost a fight. Glory to God. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Darkness have to flee. And then there's a revolutionized come in your mind. We thank God our time has come and gone. We're going to go ahead on and get out the way. Deliver the word of God and let the chips fall where they may. We understand that we have a tremendous lineup on every day here at WCNO. We want to let you know school, public school, starting back. Sure you know, St. Lucie, Martin, Okeechobee, Indian River County, whole Church Coast area. We just be careful on the roadways because the kids be out dog early in the morning. You can't holler see them. Lively Stones Ministry, God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. God did it. Yes, he did.
thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.